Proclamation number 2810, dated the July 12th, 1943. Hatred and its consequences. The demon of hatred is poisoning the whole world, and people enslave themselves to him. But hatred destroys, whereas love builds up, and the work of devastation on earth will happen on an ever-increasing scale the more hatred rages amongst humanity. God's work of destruction will not end this hatred either. Instead, it will only make individual people hear and there come to their senses, and they will subsequently realize by whom they allowed themselves to be dominated. And for the sake of these few will God manifest himself and show his power and strength. The majority, however, will carry on living in hatred and keep trying to assert itself with means born of hatred and which inflame ever more hatred. For hatred is intensified unconditionedness. Hatred is the most dreadful attribute because it has indescribably destructive consequences, not just in an earthly but also in a spiritual way. For it eradicates all noble impulses or puts them at great risk. The person who lives in hatred is flung to and fro by demons. His striving towards ascent is constantly in jeopardy because he will repeatedly be thrown back again as soon as he allows himself to be carried away by hatred, because he keeps handing himself over to the power of the one who only tries to convey hatred and unkindness to people. And his power over such a person is great. And it is even greater when the whole of the human race lives in hatred. This is to signify a spiritual decline which will have alarming effects insofar as that people willingly implement what they are told to do by God's malicious opposing power, that they will destroy all possessions in order to damage their fellow human beings. God's adversary is eager to release all spirits which were banished by God into creations. For this reason all his thoughts and intentions aim to destroy that which was created through God's will. But since his will and power cannot take hold of the works of creation, he seeks to force his will onto people. He plants hatred into them and thereby impels them to implement what is impossible for him, to destroy the creation. Thus he uses the people enslaved by him as his henchmen. He places satanic thoughts in them, he stirs up hatred in them and thus drives them to cause immense damage to each other. People willingly carry out the impulses their soul's greatest enemy gives to them. Their actions give rise to constantly renewed hatred and hatred produces ever new works of destruction. Such a poisoned human race will progressively move towards its downfall, for it will hardly find the path back to loving activity. Amen.